Hi, Alan Carrington again. This is number three. I wish it was number 10, but Ricardo hasn't got the time, so we may have to do some more of this in Skype, Ricardo, and we're from both ends of the world. You had a successful university with 18,000 students. That's as big almost as the University of Adelaide, okay? Suddenly you decide, whether somebody decided for you, I don't know, you suddenly move back to Guatemala, and now you're in a university with how many students?
Well, right now, the university I received 11 months ago had 119 students.
You went from 18,000 to 119?
Yes.
And then, what's the number now?
Now we have 452 students. We're growing in the last 11 months. But the reason I left that huge university to the new one is because now I'm in my country. I'm back in Guatemala. As a Guatemalan, I had to leave the experience of doing many things abroad, but always in my heart and in my dreams was the idea to come back and do that in my city, in my country, in Guatemala.
Country. Now, it's a Christian university.
Yes, I'm in San Pablo University. It's a young institution. It's 5 years old. And, of course, it's a formal university. But the most important thing is that we are competing with another 10 universities in the country, universities with 20,000 students, 45,000 students.
45,000?
Yes. Yeah. And 175,000 students like the National University of San Carlos.
There's one university with 175,000.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
If we compare our university with those being monsters, of course, you will say, okay, what he's doing there. But I see that as a wonderful opportunity to make a difference, to improve the quality of higher education, to transform students into what they have to be. And this is a challenge for me. As I was saying before, education has to develop passion and the students. If you are not developing passion, you're losing time. Because passion moves humanity. I'm talking about the good passion based on principle of scores, and you know that. But we have the opportunity to come back to Guatemala with my wife, and we are so happy. And I'm enjoying this new challenge because I'm seeing results. We changed the position to the new rectory because we see in San Pablo University an institution with a good philosophy, with people committed to education in that field. In that way, we have right now 99 scholars, professors. At the university. And what I'm enjoying from them is that they have that passion as a commitment. They really, really love to be facilitators in the class. When you ask a San Pablo University student that is already graduating to the master degree level, he will say to you, I live a transformation experience in the university.
Okay, we're talking about now what they want to do, and I just want to make sure we can get enough time to do this, particularly with the taxi coming, so to speak. What do you want to do? What's the next step with this? How are you going to move this forward in the next 12 months?
Well, the next step...
Is it marketing?
Well, not only marketing. It's sharing a vision through marketing. This is important. Because we can use the marketing as the normal university does, just publishing what we offer. But the most important thing is not show the program we have or the list of programs they can get. Is the transformation they will leave in the university. So they have to learn, they have to understand what education is. For us, education is not bringing the students a lot of knowledge that they will accumulate in a box. education is making them that they could be, what they could be in the future, transforming them to a different person, transforming them to a professional, a person who will serve the community according to ethic and values,
yep,
that will serve with joy.
Yep.
They know that they end at one career because they want, with passion, be useful and helpful to the society.
Tell me, what role is e-learning, electronic learning or online learning, or I don't like to call it distance learning, it's not. But how do you see technology helping you in the next 12 months?
Well,
what are we gonna? What can we do?
This is a key instrument.
Do you see? Do you see that you can transfer this passion effectively into an e-learning environment?
Well, let me tell you this: the student has to have access to information,
yep,
as ASAP. I mean, as soon as possible.
Yep.
They have to have the knowledge they need in the right time. So having a student with these tablets, the computers, the internet facilities, the interconnectivity on his hands, give him the possibility to interact immediately in class.
Yep.
So this is the important thing here.
Do they interact out of class?
Out of class, of course. As
well, there's actually the world is the higher education world is there is no class. It's called a learning space.
I'm using the same word that normally we use, but in this process of learning, or this activity of learning in a class in a room, he is interacting with the professor.
Yes,
the professor is not that kind of people that will come and said, "Okay, I know everything.
Lecturer,
you don't know anything." So if you're God, you have 100% score. No, no way. The professor is a humble man who comes to the class and will be, he is saying to the students, you will be supporting, you will be bringing knowledge to the class as well as me.
Yep.
We are in the same level. Yep. We are in the level of constructing knowledge.
Yes.
Of course, he has the... He's in charge of the class.
Yeah.
That's a different issue.
Yep.
What I'm saying is, he is a facilitator of the learning activity, and the students, with the use of technologies in the class, is interacting in the real time, and this precise moment, sharing what he is discovering through that media, through that technology, important to the class. Yep. This is what is really, really important in order to share knowledge.
Do you see that San Pablo? Sorry, I should know that.
Don't worry about that.
Do you see that technology as a fully online way of delivering your courses? Do you, or are you only using blended, this idea of some classrooms, some online? How do you see the future?
Well, I see the future using that technology as a support for the programs.
So they always.
It is necessary, you know.
Yeah.
You know the Guatemalan reality right now is quite different from other countries. We want to establish campus of the university in the rural areas, and of course we are not able to hire professors from that areas because they don't exist there.
Yeah.
So we have to use technology in order to bring classes to the people.
Yep.
We're establishing this paradigm. So the university is going to the student.
The node idea.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So what we're planning for the near future is to end the construction of our central campus, the main campus of the university in Guatemala City, and we're going to open eight campuses around the country. Not only to have presence there, but this is important, but in order to provide courses through internet using those technologies in order to
They'll still have the facilitators in the campus.
Exactly. Yeah. We have to solve problems of how do we make exams, for example.
Yep.
Yeah, because we have to be sure that the students is who is making the exams. Yeah. Anyway, this is a very important issue. So we're working on developing curriculum and using the technology and preparing the technology that we are going to use for that project. We want to give all the students a tablet and access to the internet. Thanks God, the connectivity in the country is complete. It's good. So that's not a problem.
Terrific.
That's not a problem. Everyone can have access to internet everywhere, and everyone can have access to a mobile phone with no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap it up because you've got to go, but I want to continue this conversation. And anybody else has been listening to this, I'm going to put Ricardo's email numbers in the blog, and I want you to contact San Pablo. I've been talking to Ricardo, who is the president or rector of San Pablo University in Guatemala. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's actually been a revelation talking to you, man. I'm serious.
My pleasure.
You know what it's proved? It's proved that we're more alike than we are different. We really are.
That's true.
Everybody's running around doing this, wanting to do the same thing. Some of us know one part of the puzzle. Some of us know other parts of the puzzle. Together we can change the world.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.